This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, May 12th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. WASDE report is due out today. Trump expected to sign beef executive orders and fertilizer hearing on tap. Farmers, traders, and policymakers get the first official look at the USDA supply and demand estimates for the 26-27 marketing year today. Questions swirling around grain and oilseed export demand, domestic crop use, and the season's production outlook. U.S. old and new crop demand estimates will be influenced by what ends up happening in South America. Brazil's second annual corn crop so far is looking robust and could very well cut into U.S. market share here in the second half of this year, according to ADM Investor Services analyst Mark Soderberg. U.S. soybean export estimates could be trimmed about 20 million bushels and shift to domestic crush. Soy processing for oil needed to meet higher U.S. yearly biofuel blending quotas, causing record-level crush rates and margins in an attempt to get enough soy oil for green diesel, Soderberg said. Renewable diesel margins remain strong despite skyrocketing soybean oil prices as U.S. biofuel credit values have shot up. Favorable federal tax policy for renewable fuels is also helping, according to Soderberg. USDA's report is always a potential market mover, but this year it lands as the Middle East war enters its 11th week. Prospects for a lasting peace between the U.S. and Iran looked unlikely yesterday afternoon. President Trump calling a ceasefire between the two nations, quote, on life support. It's becoming apparent that the grain markets are fully engulfed in the broader macro unease surrounding the war in Iran, with limited visibility and growing questions around the U.S. actual position in the conflict, according to Joe Brown. He's an associate merchant at the Andersons. The conflict is having a mixed impact on grain and oilseed markets, surging fertilizer and fuel prices threatening to worsen the economic hardship of American crop growers. In the meantime, big hedge fund money is flowing into commodities as a geopolitical and inflation hedge, Brown said. USDA's World Agriculture Supply and Demand Estimates, known as the WASDE, is set for release today at noon Eastern in Washington. The report hits the same week as an expected pro-ethanol bill vote in Congress, a U.S. wheat inspection tour through Kansas, and a high-stakes meeting in Beijing between President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping. Still, the broader commodity complex remains tied to developments in the Middle East and the status of the Strait of Hormuz, said No Bull Ag analyst Susan Stroud. Even if tensions ease or free trade flows are restored, that does not immediately solve the problem. Fiscal markets do not normalize overnight. A White House official told AgriPulse and other media outlets yesterday that the president was set to sign a pair of executive orders to increase beef imports and grow domestic herds. The administration also said it would suspend certain tariff rate quotas that allow set volumes of beef to enter the U.S. at a reduced tariff rate. But the administration provided no further details, and the text of the executive order has not been published. The Trump administration rankled industry and lawmakers when it temporarily expanded the quota allocated to Argentina earlier this year. Some reiterated their concerns yesterday, arguing that higher import levels could undermine efforts to rebuild U.S. cattle herds. The long-term solution for rebalancing domestic beef production with domestic beef demand is to re-incentivize the expansion of the domestic cattle herd, which will only occur if America's cattle farmers and ranchers have confidence that their prices will not be continually manipulated by dominant beef packers or continually undercut by excessive imports. That the word of Bill Bullard, CEO of RCAF, in a statement yesterday. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. America's dairy farmers are committed to feeding the nation, but their ability to do so depends on sound, science-based policies. That's why they rely on Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the number two milk cooperative in the country and a leading voice for progressive, farmer-driven leadership in Washington, D.C. Edge represents dairy farmers and their families across the country, the backbone of rural communities and a vital part of our food security. From environmental regulation and workforce development to trade and sustainability, Edge ensures farmer perspectives are heard and that decisions in D.C. are grounded on facts, not politics. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, advancing policies that strengthen America's farms, safeguard our environment, and sustain the next generation of dairy leaders. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. As the world moves into an 11th week of fertilizer shipment disruptions, a leading trade association says it agrees with calls for better market transparency. The Fertilizer Institute Chief Executive Officer Corey Rosenbusch will tell members of the Senate Ag Committee today that a federal portal is needed to deliver timely global industry data. Establishing this function would aid farmers in their planning and budgeting while serving as an impartial resource for Congress and the public. That, according to Rosenbusch, prepared testimony for a hearing on how to ensure fertilizer stability and affordability for U.S. ag producers. TFI's support for market transparency comes as some of the world's biggest manufacturers of crop nutrients are the target of criticism from both farmers and government officials. That hearing is scheduled for 3 Eastern today. You can read more on Rosenbusch's testimony at agripulse.com. Also on the Hill, Axios reports that House Speaker Mike Johnson is addressing Republican senators at their weekly lunch today in an attempt to, quote, heal growing friction. U.S. growers responding to the news that the leading U.S. phosphate fertilizer producer is cutting production with renewed calls for lower tariffs to ease price pressures. Mosaic announced yesterday it would temporarily reduce production in 2 U.S. phosphate plants over high sulfuric acid prices. The production losses will affect facilities in Florida and Louisiana. This is the worst time possible for Mosaic to decrease domestic phosphate production, in the word of American Soybean Association Scott Metzger in a statement. High sulfuric acid costs are disrupting the global fertilizer market, and farmers are ultimately paying the price through higher input costs. Metzger argued that the administration should lift countervailing duties applied to Moroccan and Russian phosphate to shore up domestic supply. This ill-conceived duty has increased the cost of phosphorus fertilizer for farmers, while commodity prices continue to trend downwards, Metzger noted. ASA was among more than 50 ag groups that wrote to the International Trade Commission earlier this year, urging the agency to revoke the duties. Again, you can read more on this story at agripulse.com. Brian Sykes, Cargill's chairman and CEO, is among 16 business executives joining President Trump's visit to China this week, that according to a list published by the New York Times. The visit comes as the U.S. beef industry is pushing the Trump administration to press Beijing to reinstate export registrations for a slate of U.S. facilities that expired last year. Administration officials have indicated that agricultural comments could be among the outcomes of Trump's meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Apple's Tim Cook, Tesla's Elon Musk, and Visa's Ryan McInerney are also among the executives that will participate. GOP lawmakers were also lukewarm to the idea last night. Senate Majority Leader John Thune told AgriPulse that he understands the need to bring down domestic beef prices, but he said he doesn't like the idea of using imports to do so. Where I come from in the cattle country, we're not a big fan of foreign imports, he said. We can have the best herd in the world, and we'd like to keep it that way. Here's today's final word. Elevated fuel and fertilizer costs have already altered margins and planting economics globally, particularly for nitrogen-intensive crops, and those impacts will linger long after the headlines fade. That Noble Ag's Susan Stroud on how, despite any potential ceasefire in the Middle East, it will take time for key ag supply chains to normalize. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, May 12th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nalick.